Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the basics of Christianity was recorded at our 2009 South Africa Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
You got to believe. You got to take your authority and quit begging God to do what He told you to do. God gives you this spiritual substance. In the Spirit, you have healing. You have anointing. You have power. Now, whether it changes from spirit to a physical, tangible force is dependent on what's going on in your soul. If you could imagine that I had a pipe up above my head, and over on this side is the spirit, and over here is the physical body, and my soul, the way I think, is like a valve or a tap that I can either open it up and let what's in the spirit flow through my soul into the physical realm, or I can close it so that not a single drop of what's over here in the spirit realm gets to my physical body. That's similar to the way spirit, soul, and body is. In your spirit, you have everything that God is, everything that He can produce. It's not out there that you pray for it to come through the physical. It comes through the spirit. It comes inside. In your spirit, you already have everything that God is, but it has to flow through your soul. And if your soul is not informed, if it's thinking wrong, then that blocks the flow of the spirit. If you are dying of cancer, did you know that that cancer could be here in your breast or in your stomach or someplace in your body and inches away in the spiritual realm? You've got the same power that raised Christ from the dead. Tangible, real power. It's not out there. You have the power that raised Christ from the dead living inside of you, but it's got to go through the way you think. And if you're saying, well, God, it's just up to you. If it's your will, I'll be well. You'll die. Because your mind has shut off the power of God. If you think, well, God, you gave this to me to teach me something. I'm sure there's a purpose in you letting this happen. You'll die because that's wrong. That's not what the Word of God teaches. God's already given you the power. It's not up to God whether you get healed. It's up to you whether you renew your mind and whether you take your authority and whether you use what God has given you. And so for you to approach God is, oh God, I'm powerless. There's nothing I can do. The doctor says I'm going to die. That's an insult to God. It's an insult to what the Word says, that you are the one. You are the head, not the tail. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. That's Isaiah chapter 54, verse 17. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that arises against you in judgment you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, thus saith the Lord. You know, people fail to recognize it says no weapon will formed against you, but how does that happen? Because every word, every tongue that comes against you, you condemn. If you don't take your authority and stand and resist, condemn, say no to the things that are wrong, then they'll overcome you. Not because God didn't give you the power, but because you didn't exercise it. You didn't take your authority and use it. You have to condemn words. And you know, it's amazing. We live in a society that is so ungodly. And it is so pervasive that we don't even realize how full of unbelief our world is. And people will come out on the television, on the radio, and they'll say, it's flu season. Have you gotten the flu yet? Have you gotten your shot? And they don't say, now for all of you that don't know Jesus and that don't have the promises, and that you haven't been promised that by His stripes you're healed, you might get sick, so maybe you need to go take a shot. They don't say that. They just make it a statement. It's flu season. Have you gotten your shot? If you don't, you're going to get sick. And you know, without even realizing it, you just allowed a word to come against what God's Word says. That no sickness, no plague will come nigh my dwelling. And you have just allowed it to register that it's just normal to be sick. And you can't do that. You have to condemn every word. You could ask my wife when we drive along, and if we're listening to the news or something on the radio, and if they say it's flu season, or they say that once you're over 40, this begins to start happening to your body, or once, you know, and anytime they say anything contrary to the Word of God, I'll condemn it. I'll say, it's not true for me. There is no time that the Word of God doesn't work in my life. There is no season. The Word works all of the time. And I'll sit there and speak, and I'll counter and condemn those negative things. People will say, well, once you get over 40 or 50, you know what? Your eyesight starts going bad, and you have to have glasses. I used to have glasses when I was 18 years old, and I believed God and rebuked it. And I sit there and say, no, in the name of Jesus, I don't need glasses. And I've spoken, and my eyes have gotten better. I can actually read the little print in this Bible, and I've not had any surgery or anything. I don't have on contact lenses. I've spoken, and I've said, no, Moses was 120 years old, and his natural force wasn't abated or his eyesight dim. And what I have is better than what Moses has. So if Moses could see it 120 years old, I'm going to see it 120 years old. You don't have to be sick like everybody else, but it's not going to happen automatically. God put that power on the inside of you, but you have to get it out. And one of the things that spirit, soul, and body, understanding these things, has done for me, it's helped me to recognize that even though I feel things in my body and sometimes things happen, in my spirit, I know I have the life of God. And it's just a simple matter of me in my natural mind renewing my thinking and using my authority to release this. And it is so much easier to release something that you believe you have than it is to try and go get something that you don't think you have. I don't know if you got that. But most Christians are trying to ask God, oh God, please heal me. And they just, I'm not healed. Well, how do you know you're? Well, the doctor says I wasn't healed. I've got this test that says it. I feel the pain. All that is the physical realm. What's happening in the spiritual realm? Oh, I don't, nothing, I guess. No, you go by what the Word says. In the spiritual realm, you've been healed. And if you can get to where you see what's going on in the spiritual realm is greater than the physical realm, and the physical realm will bow its knee to the spirit every time if you truly understand it. Amen. Look at this passage of Scripture over in 2 Kings chapter 6. Let me illustrate this with an instance from the Bible. In 2 Kings chapter 6, there's an instance where the king of Syria was fighting against the king of Israel, and he was sending his soldiers into Israel to invade the land. And every time he did it, Elisha, the prophet of God, would tell the king of Israel the king of Syria's battle plans. And he didn't have a microphone planted in the king of Syria's war room. It was the Holy Spirit that was telling these things through the Spirit. He was getting it by the Spirit, not in the natural, but by the Spirit of God. He knew, and he had told the king of Israel this, and so it happened so many times that the king of Israel would ambush the king of Syria's ambush. That happened so many times that finally the king of Syria said, one of us is a traitor. Somebody's got to be giving away my battle plans. And one of his servants says, it's not any of us, my lord, O king, but Elisha, the man of God, tells the king of Israel the words that you speak in your bedchamber. And so the king sent his armies down, and they found Elisha was in this city called Dothan, and he surrounded the city by night. And in the morning, when Elisha's servant Gehazi got up and walked out on the walls of the city, he looked, and there were tens of thousands of Syrians surrounding this little city. And if you had been giving away the battle plans of your enemy to your king, and all of a sudden you saw all of the enemy's troops surrounding your house, you'd probably guess why they were there. Gehazi knew they were in trouble, and so he went to Elisha and he said, alas, my master, how shall we do? Which is just old English for saying he panicked. What are we going to do? And look at Elisha's answer. This is really important. In 2 Kings chapter 6, and in verse 16, and he answered, here's Elisha's answer, "Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them." Now, let me make some points here. If all you believe is true, is what you can see, taste, hear, smell, and feel, your five senses. If you think that's real, and that's all that's real, and anything outside of what you can see, taste, hear, smell, and feel is just make-believe, it's foolishness, you're going to operate in nothing but absolute facts. You aren't going to operate in any of this faith stuff. It's just what's real. I want to know what reality is. If that's the way you think, then Elisha lied. Because Elisha said, there's more with us than there be with them. And see, a lot of people think that's what faith is. People say, oh, you say you're healed, but I can tell. You're still sick. You look sick. And they think, well, that's a lie. They're just lying. And they think if they'll lie long enough, maybe it'll become true. People like that, see, don't understand faith. Because you could look out, and if all you're doing is looking with your physical senses, you could count the enemy by thousands, 10,000, 20,000, 30,000, 40,000, and then you look over and go, one, two. If you're just counting heads, physical heads, there was tens of thousands of the enemy, and there was two of them. And Elisha said, "Fear not, those that be with us are more than those that be with them." And see, a lot of people think, well, he was one of these name it, claim it, blab it, grab it faith guys back in the Old Testament. He was saying something was true when it was obvious it wasn't true. He didn't lie. He didn't say something that wasn't true. It just wasn't a physical truth, but there is a spiritual world that exists beyond the physical realm.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the almost too good to be true news of the gospel. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 South Africa Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a five-part album on CD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM238 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The third CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who were not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the third teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to encourage you to call into our helpline. And you can not only get these products, which I really encourage you to do, because they'd be good for you, and it'd also be a great way for you to share these truths with someone else. So please get the products, but also these people that answer the phones are some super people, some very mature Christians. We get compliments and comments constantly from people who call in that they have never had the compassion, the love, the power of God demonstrated like through our helpline. You would really be blessed. So if this has touched you and you'd like some prayer or ministry, please call and remember to get these products.